Bare feet are required on a spring day like this. Textbook with chirping birds and budding leaves, as is a walk through the village park. After several hours in the car, my legs need to stretch. My husband, Kyle, returns from his loop around the walking trail, so we switch shifts, his turn on the playground bench to supervise the kids, and my turn on the dirt. In the distance, the kids take turns on the slide with young locals, a revolving door of squeals and dares, the metal slide proffering a taller and steeper drop than anything found stateside, something more risky, as most good European playground equipment is. Grass sways and tufts against the early spring zephyr, Kelly green and iridescent. I walk across the gravel path and onto the grass, remove my sandals like it is holy ground. The dirt is chilly and there is still a bite in the air, not yet dissipated by the April sun. I have no idea where, specifically, we are, but I know we're in Germany. This is our farewell to the country. We'll soon re-enter France a few kilometers away. I walk to the labyrinth. It's not terribly impressive and looks like it hasn't been used for its intended purpose for maybe a decade. It's a circular concrete interruption in the swath of grass, a winding detour on the way to a makeshift neighborhood petting zoo at the park's opposite end. Cars drive past on one side, heading to the grocery store and dance class. Teenagers recline on each other atop the park.